Welcome to the FM 2.0 Music News with me, Amy Lynn. Let's get into it. Brian Wilson, the troubled genius behind the Beach Boys, has died at age 82. NPR reporting, Brian Wilson, who co-founded the iconic band The Beach Boys and turned teen pop into a poetic, modernist musical form, has died at the age of 82. We realize that we are sharing our grief with the world, Wilson's family wrote in a statement on his website Wednesday. The most frequently invoked description of Wilson's music came from the artist himself, when playing on a phrase coined by Phil Spector, he declared that his goal was to write a teenage symphony to God, grounded in dreams of an idealized youth. His songs reflected ambition and meshed in the belief that pop could be a conduit to the sublime. So in all the articles I've recently read on his passing, it made me want to do my own research into the life of Brian Wilson. Brian was born in June of 1942 in Inglewood, California. From an early age, he had the affinity for learning by ear. Brian had two younger brothers, Dennis and Carl. Wilson, along with his siblings, suffered psychological and sporadic physical maltreatment from their father. As written in his 2016 memoir, characterizes his father as violent and cruel. Father Murray Wilson was also a driving force in cultivating his children's musical talents. Brian had accordion lessons and was in his church choir. His choir director declared him to have perfect pitch. He was also an avid radio listener. Carl introduced him to R&B, and their uncle taught him boogie-woogie piano. Wilson started songwriting as early as age 9, and in the 1950s, the family acquired an upright piano, and Brian would spend hours mastering his favorite songs and guiding his younger brothers in learning the harmony parts. While in his senior year in high school, Brian wrote and submitted an essay called My Philosophy, in which he stated that his ambitions were to make a name for myself in music. The three Wilson brothers, plus Mike Love and Al Jardine, debuted their first music group together called the Pendletones in 1961. Brian Wilson and Mike Love co-wrote the group's first song, Surfin', and then Father Murray became their manager. This hit, Surfin', produced by Height and Dorinda Morgan on Candix Records, reached 75 on the National Billboard sales chart. The group's name was changed by the record company to the Beach Boys. When the record label faced financial difficulties, they sold the Beach Boys' master recordings to another label. And then Capitol Records were persuaded to release the demos of 409 and Surfin' Safari as a single, achieving a double-sided national hit. They eventually signed a 7-year contract with Capitol Records under producer Nick Vinay. Their second album, Surfin' USA, released in 1963. Surfin' USA was the Beach Boys' first top 10 single. Brian reveled in the producing and writing of music, more than touring in TV spots. By the end of 1963, Wilson had written, arranged, or produced 42 songs for other acts. In 1964, the group had fired their father Murray as their manager after a stressful international tour. And then Beatlemania swept the U.S., and Brian stated in an interview that that shook him up a lot. So we stepped on the gas a little bit, which in 1964, the Beach Boys would have their first number one hit, I Get Around. And the B-side of that record was Don't Worry, Baby. That was cited by Wilson as, quote, probably the best record we've ever done. Later, Brian spoke of composing the Beach Boys single California Girls, stating that the backing track was his favorite, and the orchestra section was the greatest piece of music that I've ever written. By late 1964, Brian faced mounting psychological strain from career pressures. He began distancing himself, exhausted by his self-described Mr. Everything role. He experienced his first breakdown. And that was the first of many breakdowns he had that year, because he had begun experimenting with marijuana and LSD. And the Beach Boys' next album was quoted as one of the most influential albums in music history. The album, of course, is Pet Sounds. and Wilson produced most of that album. Brian was stated as being destroyed because that album wasn't as quickly a hit or as immediate success as their others. As media coverage promoted Brian as the genius, Brian later expressed resentment toward that label, and bandmates like Mike Love and Carl Wilson also grew frustrated as media coverage increasingly centered on Brian, overshadowing the group's collaborative efforts. And by the late 1960s, his songwriting output declined, as did his emotional state, leading him to self-medicate with food, alcohol, and drugs. There was lots of resentments, self-destruction, less availability, as Brian did not like forced interactions. This self-destructive behavior continued for many years. Brian went through a short period of sobriety, but again he relapsed. And as the 1980s rolled in, his bandmates urged him to produce their next album, but Brian was unable or unwilling to do so. A tumultuous 1980s for Brian, a lot of uncertainty with whom to trust, and what would come next for him. Then in 1988, he released Brian Wilson and received favorable reviews. In 1991, Wilson published his first memoir, Wouldn't It Be Nice, My Own Story, which later prompted defamation lawsuits from the band members and family. Throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, lots of lawsuits, on-again, off-again collaborations, musical collaborations with his daughters, Carney and Wendy, albums, tours, solo projects, and more albums, guest appearances, etc. He worked with Walt Disney Records and in 2010 released Brian Wilson Reimagines Gershwin, which reached number 26 on the Billboard 200. With a tour following after that, Brian continued to work with Disney. And the Beach Boys had a brief reunion in 2012, which fizzled out due to perceived reasons for the reunion and money, etc. In 2016, Wilson and Al Jardine began the Pet Sounds 50th Anniversary World Tour, billed as his final performance of that album. Brian responded to a retirement question from Rolling Stone magazine. Wilson stated he'd rather continue touring than to sit idle. In 2019, he co-headlined a tour with The Zombies. They had to pause touring due to the pandemic, but resumed in 2021. He then released a new album, At My Piano, featuring new instrumental piano recordings of his songs. At the end of 2021, Wilson sold his publishing rights to Universal Music Publishing Group for $50 million. And then in 2022, Wilson played his final concert at the Pine Knob Music Theater in Clarkston, Michigan. Brian Wilson died on June 11, 2025, 9 days before his 83rd birthday. Actor John Cusack, who portrayed Wilson in the movie Love and Mercy, wrote, "The maestro has passed. The man was an open heart with two legs and with an ear that heard the angels, quite literally. Love and mercy for you and yours." Paul McCartney posted, "How we will continue without Brian Wilson, God only knows." And Elton John honored Wilson by citing him as one of his biggest influences and described him as a musical genius. So, Mr. Wilson, your philosophy essay you wrote back in high school certainly came true. Rest easy. And that was the FM 2.0 Music News with me, Amy Lynn, where every day is a good day with music.